It's getting more and more complicated.
Erevin has a reputation of its own. We're going to do fine. Erevin Daf Ches, a very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Ches Amad Aleph 8a, pagination page 15, the second wide line. We're dealing with a case over here of a mavui. A mavui is an alleyway. One side is open to the public area, and one side is open to a chatzer, which is a courtyard. Now, if the courtyard is situated in a certain way, as we'll discuss, then that side of this alleyway is considered closed. And all you have to do is fix the side that's open to the public area, and the side that's open to the chatzer is considered closed. We'll discuss how you pull that off. And you could carry in the alleyway, in the mavui. Now, the discussion regarding this chatzer is going to be how the mavui meets this courtyard. If it meets with a full tzuras ha-pesach, with a door frame, if it meets in certain ways, it's going to be considered that it came to an end, and then the chatzar is its own entity. What was discussed over here, as we'll jump right in, is a question of if the mavui is positioned in a way that it's opening to this chatzar courtyard, and the chatzar's opening to the public area are aligned such that a person walking in the mavui gets the feeling that he's walking straight into the public area. Straight as in, if you just keep walking, there is no separation. In his mind, you walk straight. As opposed to a case where the opening to the public area coming from this chatzar courtyard is situated a little bit off to the side, so that a person realizes that he's entering an area, and then in that area, he kind of has to turn and make his way out. The question that the Gemara specifically confronts is, what happens if it is owned by the public, or as opposed to a case where it's owned by the private person? The private person might situate the doorway differently if he builds in that area or adjusts, he does renovations. The public, we can reasonably assume, and that's what the Gemara posits here, if it's the public, we can reasonably assume that public area will not be reallocated, and the topography, the way it's laid out, is not going to change. Because a public area, you have to get everybody on the same page, and people won't give up the play area for their kid or whatever it is. So let's see on the second line of this Gemara. The Omar Ravin Bar Rav Abba Omar Rav Yitzchak. Ravin Bar Abba Bar Rav Ado says in the name of Rav Yitzchak, Maisa B'mavoy Echad, there was a story of a certain alleyway, she'd see the Echad Kala Layom, one side ended by the sea, and this means that there was a tremendous drop, like by bedrock, so that it was considered a mechitza, a separation of its own. V'tzidu echad kala la'ashpa. And the other side ended in a garbage dump. And the garbage dump was enough garbage that it was 10 tfachim high. Estimated 40 inches high, it's considered a wall. So on one side, there's a drop of 10 tfachim, and on the other side, it's a height of 10 tefachim. So this mavui would seem to be enclosed by its two doors. Uva ma'isa lefnei Rebbe, and the story came in front of Rebbe, v'lo omar ba lo heta v'lo iser. And he didn't want to say it's permitted, he didn't want to say it's forbidden. What's permitted or forbidden? Carrying in the alleyway the way it is without fixing it. Iser lo omar, he didn't want to say it's forbidden. It has walls, meaning the two walls that go the entire length of the mavui are obvious walls. You need the other two sides to be enclosed, and they are, one with the height of the garbage dump and one with the drop into the water. Hakaimi mechitzis. It has walls. Heter lo amar, but he didn't want to say lenient. He didn't want to rule officially it should go out that Rebbe said you're allowed to carry in this alleyway. Chayshinon, he was worried, shematinat al ashpa. Maybe the garbage dump would be taken away. V'yala hayam sirton, and maybe sediment would come from the sea and cause it to be a smoother drop into the water, like a hill, and then it wouldn't be considered a mechitza anymore because it's a smooth drop. It's only if it's a steep drop into the water that it's considered a wall. But if sediment would come and would create a hill of sorts, then that would be a smooth drop. You could walk it, and it's no longer considered a wall.
But what about the tide?
Water is not going to mess up your mechitza. It's still considered an enclosure. But if something of substance, like sediment, dirt...
Just because the water goes up and
down. The water goes up and down is not going to stop your mechitza. He's worried that the sediment is going to come, and that sediment is going to make it a hill. Now, firstly, how does this adjust our perception of walls? So he was worried that the garbage dump is going to be taken away. So the Gemara is going to explain that this depends if it's a public garbage dump or a private garbage dump. Private garbage dump, you happen to dump your garbage there, so it's your junkyard. There's always like one person on the block who's got a junk area. So his junk area, he's a collector. One day he's going to move it because it's up to him. But if it's a public dump, so the assumption is that the same way that it's piled up 40 inches now, it's going to be piled up for many years to come. Not a problem. You don't have to worry about that changing. And that's what this ruling was, because it was a private garbage dump. He was worried it might get taken away. What you also see from this Gemara is a fascinating principle that plays itself out in practical halacha all the time, in every area of halacha, is that kosher things that are subject to change get a very reluctant ruling, because we know that it's going to change. The kashrus agencies, for example, have an internal list of things that don't need hashgacha. The problem is that list changes. Corn syrup. Is it on the list or is it not on the list? So they don't want the average person to know that list, because the average person is not in the loop, and if it ever changes, they're not going to know. So they don't like to release that list because it's subject to change. Likewise, you find that sometimes a person does a review of a hashgacha, and they don't want to say it's forbidden, and they don't want to say it's permitted. I don't understand. If it's bad, so say it's bad. If it's good, say it's good. But what it means is, I checked it, and of what I found, they fixed the problems. So right now it's good. But I don't want to rule Isser or Heter, because I don't know what's going to be next week. I knew a particular Rav who did Hashgacha on Erevin, and he used to say, if I give a Hashgacha, it means it was good as I drove out of town. But once I drove out of town, I don't know. I can't say. So you have to gauge what level of Hashgacha that actually qualifies for. It's more of a mentorship than a Hashgacha. Drop down to the word chachamim, the first word on the line, which is about 12 lines from the bottom. Merimar, the name of a rabbi, posek le lesura beuzli, he made them make special enclosures. You have to put up the demarcation at the end of the mavui in the city of Sura. Omar, he said, Chayshinan Shemayala Yam Sirton. I'm worried that the sea might bring up sediment. In other words, from his ruling, you appreciate what was going on. Right now, the drop from the area of the alleyway to the area that was called the sea was a significant drop, and he was fine with it. But he said, based on the tides, based on whatever, the beach might bring dirt in, and as a result, it's going to be a smoother drop, not such a cliff-like drop, and therefore it's no longer going to be a mechitza. He said, you have to build your own mechitza to separate.
So, with the water level, the vertical drop, we count all the way to the bottom of the river, ocean, whatever, not to the top, not to the water level.
Don't count to the water level.
Okay.
Might be something worth discussing in certain applications, but that's a simple working assumption here.
Mm-hmm.
On to the next line. Hahu mavoi akum. There was a bent mavoi, meaning it was shaped like an L. Dahava besura, it was in the city of Sura. Koruch budya, they rolled up a mat, like our, you know, carpets, that you a throw carpet where you just unroll it. So they rolled it up, and they put it there as if it's a lechi, as if it's an upright. Osivula be'akmimusei, and they put it by the bend. So they did something on their side of the mavoi that opened to the public area. And the other group of people in this L-shaped mavoi didn't want to do anything. So at the bend, where their neighborhood ended, they put up a rolled mat, and they wanted it to count as a lechi. Amrav Chista, haloka Rav, haloka Shmuel, doesn't work like anyone. L'Rav, da'ama terasa kimefulosh, if it's an open mavoi, tziras ha-pesach bo, you have to put up a full door frame. L'Shmuel, da'ama terasa kisasam, so what is it? You're going like Shmuel, and you figure that it only needs an upright. Hani mili lecha ma'alya, that's if you put up a true upright. Okay, so what's wrong with this rolled mat? Aval hai, kevin denosha bezika, since the wind can blow it down, v'shadi lay and throw it, lo kolomu, it doesn't count. And that's a basic rule in the lechi, that it has to be able to stand up to regular winds. The inoitz be'sichsa, but if you put a peg in, v'chabre, and you attached it, then it would work. Okay. Yashikoach, have a great day.